It's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander. Where are me boots, me noggin, noggin boots? They've all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the heels, they are worn out, and the toes, they slip about, and the soles are looking out for better weather. Well, it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander. Where is me shirt, me noggin, noggin shirt? It's all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the collar is all worn, and the sleeves, they are all torn, and the tail is looking out for better weather. Well, it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin on the lassie drinking gin. Far across the Western Ocean I must wander to the...
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these hard stops are the product of the CD player, not the engineer. Anyhow, that last long set, I'll give it to you real quick and then turn everything over to Zombo. We started off with early Van Morrison. Who was that masked man off of Veedon Fleece? I think that was like 74. And then Sinead O'Connor doing John, I Love You off of Universal Mother. And then the Pogues doing Thousands Are Sailing from If I Should Fall from Grace of God. Bastard Bearded Irishman got another Pittsburgh song in there. Well, Pittsburgh group. All for the Grog is a traditional Irish song, as you probably guessed. The name of that CD was Rise of the Bastard. And last but not least, we heard from the Chieftains a second time. They did a CD, Voice of the Ages, with various guest artists, and the guest artist on that one was Carolina Chocolate Drops. That's going to do it for me. Thank you for listening. We will be back next Friday.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green. The green that is green with envy. Then there's the so-so green. The who cares anyway green. But somewhere in green is a green here and there that has something to say. A truly intelligent green. A green with some integrity. That's the kind of green for you and me. There's a green to be seen with. Vivid, vibrant, living alive. We should spend the better part of our time, yours and mine, with a green like this. Maybe some of it would rub off.
Gotta catch a green light, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta catch a green light, yeah, yeah, yeah. see the stone, a million steps have worn away. Through a door, past the photographs that stay in black and grey, and all the dust that settled long ago. And silhouettes that still remain. On the stairs, there's a mirror, hear the echo as you see colors dancing in the window from the light that fills the street. Find a girl beside an apple tree. Tell a stranger when you
I'm gonna touch it in the fruit machine. I'm happy fake cultural holiday to you. Zombo right here in your brain. Today is all green. Green songs today. Because of the St. Patrick's Day fake holiday. So that's a nice, that's a good fake holiday. Nice fake. They're all fake holidays. They all are made up. Everything's all made up. But this one, I thought it would be a good launching ground for the next series I'm going to do. So I figured, you know what? St. Patrick's Day, the green thing. And, you know, they don't even like green in Ireland. You know, I think they think wearing green is bad luck. So over there, I don't know. Who cares? But needless to say, it is all green. And the cool thing is it launches the new series. I am going to, the next 7 or 8 weeks are going to be the original 8 colors of the Crayola crayon box. So started in 1903 is when Crayola crayons came out with the original 8 colors. And that's going to be the next 8 weeks. So today is green. And then we're going to do like blue, yellow, orange should be interesting. Violet, a.k.a. purple, black, brown, and I think yellow. Yeah, whatever. All 8 of them. So that's going to be the next 8 weeks. So today's all green. And let's see what else is going on. Ah, the Pokemaniacs are playing tonight. That is correct. We're going to brave the elements. And we're going to be playing at Mr. Small's Funhouse tonight with the Beagle Brothers. We got a couple Irish-flavored polka tunes for you. And again, everything is flavored polka. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We're going to do. What else is happening? Nothing. Let's see here. First off, I got to tell you, if you have difficulties reading a word on the page, or you can still read, you know, you can get the talking books. That's right. Not the talking heads, the talking books. If you get the talking heads, that's probably better because it comes on a special cassette. And I think they have cassettes of that in the library here. Except for that one Talking Heads album that really stunk. The last one, Naked, was really bad. Anyhow, you can get a free cassette player from Library of Congress. I think they're still doing cassettes. This PSA is from 2006. Yeah, 2000. We're doing PSAs from 2006, you know, when they were doing cassettes. 888-657-READ. And it's a public service announcement for the blind and handicapped. So there you go. So you can get like, I don't know if they do cassettes anymore. I think it's like an MP3 now or an MP5. Maybe they really accelerate. And the cool thing is about what I do with these PSAs, nobody calls the numbers. Nobody does anything. It's just an incredible, incredible time filler here because they just can't think of anything relevant since 2006. That's a chunk of change ago. I think one of the newest PSAs we've got is like 2018. And that, yeah, wow, we go back 2001, 2000. Huh, there you go. Yeah. Just goes to show you how we're on top of things. That's why the station, that's why this works with me on the station. You know, it's like a runaway train. Nobody is in charge, and I have just a small core of people that listen, which is good because the more people that listen, the more trouble I can get in. And I don't, I might be a loose cannon, but I'm not a troublemaker. Okay, what else is happening? Speaking of troublemakers, let's see here. You know, kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know. There are safe, simple ways you can help stop bullying. Teach your children these 5 bystander tips. Number 1, learn black magic. That is right. Teach your children the dark arts. So when they see bullying, they can give them maluch, the evil eye. And then their heads will slowly, slowly expand until they blow up like in the movie Evil Speak. That is right, Cooper Smith. Teach your children the black arts. Number 2, teach them how to summon demons. That's right. When they see bullyings, they can do that pentagram on the ground with their pants. And then all of a sudden, demon appears and crushes their heads like an eggshell. Like an eggshell, I tell you. The 3rd thing you can teach your children is how to do their own magic spells. That is good. Might seem cute, like Harry Potter and things like that, but you need to teach your kids some hardcore, you know, magic spells. Ones that get them their head to explode like the other one. It's a thing. Heads exploding, that gets people's attention. And you know, that'll stop bullying. Yeah, you see that kid bullying this other kid, and the head is, then all of a sudden he gets covered like blood, like Carrie, and then the corpuscles in his head blow up? Yeah. You'll be surprised how fast bullying will stop there. That's right. So remember, friends, teach your children the black arts so they can stop bullying. Here's the Jolly Green Giant. Oh, I love this tune. The Kingsman, WRCD, Zombo in Your Brain. All green today.
In the valley of the jolly, ho, ho, ho.
See going with the big green coop. You've heard about the Jolly Green Giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Spock.
He couldn't get solid, so went back to his valley. The cat was colorblind.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Okay, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
He is on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are.
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash, like a burst of heat lightning, to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulders.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry, there's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Listen, can we just...
Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July.
Thank you.
Hey, got green onions. Green onions. Green onions. Green onions. Yums. Green steakums. Heap good. That was Green Onions by Johnny Thunders. The New York Dolls, his version of the Booker T classic, Green Onions. Before that, we heard, what did we hear? Oh, we heard Jolly Green Giant from Negative Land, them getting a hold of the Orson Welles commercial for Green Giant and kind of finding out all the outtakes of what piece of work Orson Welles was. There we go. So that was Jolly Green Giant. Then we had Jolly Green Giant by the Kingsmen. And the cool thing is there's a song by Don and Dewey called Big Boy Pete. It's the same exact song. I wonder who did it first. The black guys or the white guys? Something tells me Whitey ripped them off again. What can I tell you? Let's see what else we got going on here. So you're listening to Zombie in Your Brain. So today's show is all green. I thought it was kind of, you know, St. Patrick's Day kind of thing. And I thought, well, let's do a show all about, you know, all the color green. Then I got to thinking, which is always not a good thing. Why not do the rest of the original eight colors that was in the Crayola crayon box? That's right. I could do the 64 colors, but I don't think there's very many songs about periwinkle. I'm just setting myself up for failure. You know, periwinkle? I don't think so. Not happening. So it'll be the eight colors. Today's green, and there's gonna, I don't know what order I'm gonna do them in. Probably blue next week. Blue, red, yellow, orange should be a little difficult. Violet, aka purple, black, and brown. So the rest of them should be pretty easy. I should tackle orange next week, but I'm not going to because that's gonna be the rough one. Yeah. So what's going on? Nothing. We're just enjoying hanging out, right? Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful gloomy day out there. Nice day to get Zombo in your brain. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because remember, a day without Zombo in your brain is like a day without Zombo in your brain. Almost exactly like that. All right, let's dig this. Yeah. So this is, I always love this record. It did end up getting a guy in a heap big amount of trouble. I don't know who the artist is, but he did this bootleg record called Bob Dylan Hears a Who. And he does all Bob Dylan songs, but he uses Dr. Seuss books and the estate. And he did this as a joke, and he put it up online, and the estate of Bob Dylan obviously doesn't think it's very funny, and they tracked the guy down, and they gave him a whooping. Here's Green Eggs and Ham. Dylan Hears a Who. This is better than any Dylan stuff, really.
In a tree, not in a car. You let me be trained. green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see setting suns and lonely lovers free. We'll be right back.
That was Hal Blaine. He actually was the drummer for the Wrecking Crew, who did like every song from the 1960s. The Wrecking Crew. That was Hal Blaine from his Hot Rod album, and that was called The Green Monster. And before that, we heard Sugarloaf doing the full album version of Green Eyed Lady. And that's something that goes out to my sister. And that's something you don't hear every day. Unless you have that record, then you play it every day. And you hear it every day. That's not something you hear every day unless you have that record. And you play it every day. What else do we hear? We started off with Dylan Here's a Who doing Green Eggs and Ham. This is a Zombo right here in your brain. It is all green songs today, celebrating the green of everybody's favorite get drunk and kill some folks in an automobile accident holiday. There you go with that. So, and then next week and the next few weeks after that, we're going to go through the whole original eight crayon box. So, that's what the poor kids got, you know? The kids that were really like well off, they got the 64. They got the 64 Crayolas with a sharpener in it, which would just basically chew your crayon up and you just have to buy more. Or then you just dump them all out and then melt them on the register. And, you know, there you just have this big, odd colored, you know, thing that was absolutely worthless. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but no, we're going for this is the ghetto crayons. These are the eight original crayons from, the cool thing is I did some research. The Crayola company came out in 1903 with the first original eight crayons. And I just figured that'd be kind of nice to follow that because I'm thinking, you know, this green thing was really a lot of fun to put together. Got a wide variety of music. There's no shortage of good stuff, no shortage of weird stuff. And probably next week's going to be blue. Because I like blue. And actually, blue has been voted the number one favorite crayon. A year after year, blue wins. I don't know who votes on crayons. I do not know who votes on crayons. It just sounds like, I don't know. Could be rigged. That's all I got to say. When blue wins, I think it could be rigged. Oh, by the way, a bit of fascinating note here. The band Sugarloaf that did that Green Eyed Lady song, that wasn't their original name. The original name of the band was called Chocolate Hair. That was the name of the original band. And the record company thought it sounded racist. I know. They said it sounds woke. It sounds woke to me. I don't know about you. Sounds woke. Sounds like tyranny. I don't know about that. You're listening to Zombo right here, WRCT Pittsburgh. And tonight... Getting all revved up tonight. Polka Maniacs are going to be playing at Mr. Schmaltz with the Beagle Brothers. So that should be a nice, wholesome family evening if you're the Manson family. And all right, let's dig into more green. And this is buddies of mine from Kent, Ohio. Dink doing Green Mind right here on RCT. Zombo right in your brain.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America, I'm proud of our people, and I'm gonna prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.
Bye. good right now, and I don't know every time I go into work whether it's going to be my last week there or not.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.
Bowling Green.
Oh, Bowling Green.
the poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine, reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Throw me some Green Acres in that thing. Yeah. Green Acres from a punk rock compilation called Punk Rock Covers Television. And that was, of course, Green Acres. And before that, the gorgeous, vivacious, astounding Mrs. Miller with her version, The Green Tambourine, which actually had a tambourine in it. And before that was the version by Enoch Light, and that did not have a tambourine in it. So that is not, I think the Lemon Pipers that did the, but I wanted those versions of Green Tambourine. And we heard one of my favorite tunes, Nico Case doing Bowling Green. And James Brown, that's right, James Brown, the Fabulous Flames doing Little Green Apples. We started with Dink doing Green Mind, Hal Blaine, Green Monster. And yeah, there you go with that. Look at that. We got an hour down already on The Green Show. All songs about the color green today. And next week, let's do blue next week. And then, like I'm saying, we're going through all eight colors of the original Crayola crayon box. So I thought that'd be a fun thing to do. And when I think it's a fun thing to do, that doesn't matter what you think. Because if it's fun for me, it's all that matters. All right. Hey, I got to tell you about some shows here on this station. What do we got here? Ah, we got the David Pakman Show. Started as community radio, started Midweek's Politics in the basement of WXOJ Studio in Massachusetts. The focus is modern American politics and society. Airs went Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. And Democracy Now! Is a national daily independent award-winning news program. It won the Zombo in Your Brain Award. Yeah, everything wins a Zombo in Your Brain Award. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. I don't need that. I don't need them substantially disagreeing. Sounds a little woke to me. I don't know. Sounds like tyranny. That's what I'm saying. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. So there you go. And I'll tell you one more show. And this is kind of a cute show here. It's called Away With Words. It's an upbeat, lively, hour-long public radio show podcast. And it's about language. Examined through history, culture, and family. Family, yeah. Each week, an author or journalist